order at 8:01 p.m. on Wednesday, October 17th, 2018. And we're in 424 part of the Joe Carlson Union. Moving into agenda item 2, roll call.
Director Worrell.
Present.
Assistant Director Commanderi.
Present.
Projects Director Wilford.
Present.
Policy Analyst Delgurka.
Present.
Policy Director Kalis.
Here.
Projects Coordinator Manfred.
Present.
A quorum is present.
Thank you. Okay, moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Seeing none, moving into agenda item 4, minutes. There are no minutes to be approved. Do we have minutes, though, that we need to approve for next meeting?
I know the 4th, September 4th.
Okay.
September 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. September 20th.
Okay.
And I think that's
it. Okay, thank you. Okay, moving into agenda item 5. Report of the director. So, I just want to say, I feel we need like a recovery day or a reassessment night. So this is kind of how this is going to be tonight. I apologize to you, Nick, because I feel like I put a lot of pressure on the event today, and I know we did not have enough time to make it as successful as it could have been, and I didn't follow through with the guideline I had set forth for everyone to have at least 5 weeks to plan an event. And I think we'll talk about that tonight, but I think we really need to stick to that moving forward if we want to have, like Sheridan and all of you have said, want quality events over. So thank you for doing such a good job, and I hope to hear how it went today, but thank you for doing all that. And to Sheridan and Olivia for being there. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry I couldn't be there. But yeah, hopefully we'll be able to reassess a lot of things. I have given you all your binders and notebooks that I got at the beginning of the semester to be hopefully used now on as like, you know, taking notes at these meetings so we can keep track of our ideas and what we talk about. So you have it all in one spot, keeping track of things that you need to do, anything you want to use this for, and you could just keep it in your little cubby that I made in the office. I also have given, so I gave Sheridan and Nick a letter that was written by the first projects director / outreach person of the Department of Legislative Affairs, because I just got hold of all of the documents from the past departments. So now I have a lot of information to kind of guide us through the rest of the year. But we're going to take, so yes, you two have the letter, and then I think you have something else. I forget what else it is. But then you, Joko and Marissa, you all have the letter from the past policy people. And I think you have a list of past survey questions that they created. So I'm just going to leave like 20 minutes, or like probably 10 minutes for you all to kind of read it and assess it and talk about just really quickly and think about how you want, just your takeaways from whatever they said. And then I also gave you a copy of my goals that I wrote out for the Senate when I was being conferred, and I just thought maybe they would be good to look at to kind of get a sense of where we want to go, if this is the way we want to go, any, you know, revisions or edits we have to this, because this is kind of what I'm going to be focusing on for the semester, and if you don't like it or if you think you should add things, then I want you all to be able to say something. So yeah, next meeting, I want to discuss our goals more in depth than what we're going to do tonight. We'll probably go more in depth tonight, but then just talking about the documents that I'm going to give you and send around, and just like the past and seeing what you want to change for the future. So that's all of the paper I gave you. I want to probably, in new business, we have item C, which is post-selection ideas, and that is literally just going to be like the rest of the year. So we're going to take time to use the whiteboard and think of like goals we have for project, policy, and outreach, and do all of that stuff. So, another thing is the weekly one-on-ones with you all kind of dropped off, but I'm going to try to start that again, and I think instead of me writing a checklist for you, I'm going to have you all write a checklist that you have for yourselves for the upcoming week to give to me and to talk about, and it be from like 15 minutes to 30 minutes, so I'll be emailing you all to see, so we can have like a schedule every week, hopefully the same time. One-on-one for like less than 30 minutes. And then I'm thinking about, and we can vote on this or discuss it, but I'm thinking about doing office hours. The office hours for the 2011 department, which was the first year they did this, they have some recommendations for a better way to be efficient with keeping up with our tasks. So one of them was to have like two to two and a half hour office hours every week. We can cut that back if that's too much, but that way we can try to plan the office hours so we're in there at the same time as each other if we both have like a 2 hour open spot. Another thing that they have in here is the policy people meeting bi-weekly, and then the projects people meeting bi-weekly. So I think that would be good to start, and even weekly too. I mean, they put bi-weekly, but maybe especially for policy, you all next semester when the session starts, you'll probably have to be meeting more than once a week, or I mean more than twice a week. Yes. So does office hours sound okay for 2 hours a week?
That works. Real quick, if I may ask. So would office hours be our time to work on projects for the department to meet with students or both? Because like, when we refer to office hours for senators, it usually means that that's every pocket.
I think of it as mostly, I don't expect students to, you know, want to come in to an office hour. Probably would be hard to let them know when they are. And, you know, of course, we can tell students, it can be open for students to come talk to you during your office hour, but I imagine, like, you getting to talk to Sandy, you know, if you're there for 2 hours, you can go talk to her if you have advice, and you can meet the other ACUN people that are there often, and meet interns, and then also like working on your things, because I think it gets hard since we're not like, you know, we don't have scheduled work hours, but it's hard to figure out when we should work, and I think I need to do the same thing, is like I need to choose, like I'm working 2 to 4 today. Yeah,
I was, Olivia and I were talking about this earlier, actually, and I think that's an awesome idea. We were talking how it would just, like, really, really help. But I do think that there should be something to hold us accountable to attending those hours, just because I think it could be one of those things that's like, oh, well, like, I don't have to go to office hours today. It's fine. But I don't think that that's acceptable. So
yeah,
I think that there should be, like, a sign-in sheet or something. And, like, I don't know. That might be harsh, like, 3 strikes. But, like, I don't know. I think there needs to be something that's a little bit more like you actually are expected to and required to show up.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, if you communicate that, like, something's going on, that's fine. But, like, if you just no-show, I don't think that that's really okay.
I'm trying to see if they have something. They don't. But I think that's a good idea. And that's what sucks, because you used to keep a timesheet for yourself. Mm-hmm. All ICU and officers did until, like, workday happened. And so now they just submit the hours for you. But
yeah.
Maybe we could bring back the timesheets that were old. I know I do it for my tutoring, and you just sign in what you did and describe what you did for however long you were there. So, yeah. And I like the 3 strikes, I think.
Yeah.
I think I'll do that.
Take me out to the ball game.
Yeah. Okay. So, I want to pass this around, but I think, I don't know about you all, but I feel a little bit, like I need some inspiration. So I just want to read some of the things that past people have wrote about, like, obstacles they had, which I wish I would have had this, you know, at the beginning. But it just, I think it gives it a glimpse into what we're doing, and we're all human, and we'll just learn from everything we're doing. So, let me start with a good one. So this section is increase the department efficiency. So we need to discuss and better flesh out the rules and responsibilities of everyone. They need to work more in connection and under, that probably won't happen here. And have more to do. So they need to work more in connection and have more to do. Communication in the department must seriously be improved. At any given time, everyone in the department should have at least some idea of what everyone else is doing. The director needs to keep everyone better informed of meetings they attend, and everyone needs better access to the reports the department receives. We need to cut back on relying on emails so much to communicate, especially if some of the responses to those emails with important questions are going to be more a day to be sent out. That didn't really make that much sense. We need to better organize our event timeline and keep track of proposed ideas. We put on many great events this year, but we could have benefited from knowing further in advance what events we wanted to do and establish more concrete deadlines for those events. When we get an idea for something we want to pursue, we need to sign it to someone in the department and have them begin looking into it. That way, if we later decide we definitely want to pursue something, we don't have to scramble or worry about who's least busy put on the project. Housekeeping, more efficiency in parentheses. We need to write what our department charter is, state tangible and measurable goals for the upcoming year. That's what I hope to do today. They say all department officers should hold office hours. At the end of every week, on Friday, each person should write a brief report on what they did that week to give to everyone. And the department needs to better take advantage of the PR person. So these are all things that I starred that directly apply to us. So hopefully we can take these. I think these are good. It's good to see it written down. We definitely could talk to Mapu more, and she will be, like, very helpful for all the things we need to do to educate students. And hopefully the office hours and reports will help more. Yes.
And I think, one of the things is communication, which I think is just, like, really, really important. But I think that goes farther than just, like, communicating what we're doing, but, like, also communicating, like, when you are not available, because it is not, like, a personal thing. Like, it doesn't matter if you have something going on. Like, that's fine as long as you say something. But, like, if it's just that you don't show up, or it's, like, at the second that it's happening, like, oh, I can't come, that's just, like, really disrespectful of other people's time. And that's just been sort of something that, like, I personally have been frustrated about. So I just wanted to bring that up as something that I just, like, really think is important for us all to just be a little bit more cognizant of each other's time. And, like, myself included, I want to work on that as well.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And I think it's partially you know, that we're all pressured to do things quickly and don't have that foundation really set up for us as compared to maybe events or clubs where they have, that's something I've been struggling with, is I don't have anything to cling on to. And I'm just throwing things out there, and I think we could definitely use more organization. And it's hard for me because, as I said at the beginning at retreat, like, I don't like the hierarchical structure and being demanding or anything like that. But as we're working in a entity that kind of requires that, I guess we have to figure out a way to balance, you know, being as a collective group versus, you know, like a job where you have responsibilities and all that. And I know, like, I have felt overwhelmed by the time commitment, so I want you all to tell me when you're overwhelmed and when we're doing too much, and, you know, you can just tell me and I'll understand. You know, if the event today, you know, I don't know if any of us could have, without the, you know, learning experience of don't put on a week of an event a week in advance, like, that we would have known. But yeah, I think some reassessment of organization would be helpful. Thank you.
Just to go off of, like, Sheridan's point, I just think, like, a big thing is just, like, communication too. Like, I don't know, like, I don't think it's necessarily like a hierarchy thing either. I think it's like kind of just like being accountable to each other. Like, I don't know, like, today just was like hard with, like, tabling, because, like, we really haven't tabled that much. But I think tabling is an important part of just, like, getting, like, words out there, or, like, even if we just did, like a fun, like, controversial, like, question on the board to, like, inspire students to, like, write and give their opinion. Like, I just think that's something that is, like, a small amount, like, small way to, like, make a difference. But then, like, it sucks when, like, we don't, the day of, we don't really have anything prepared, and we don't know that nothing is prepared until, like, 5 minutes before tabling starts. And then, like, I don't know, like, Sheridan didn't even, like, she walked all the way there today, and then she had, like, nothing to do, and she wasn't even there for school. And, like, I don't know, like, that, like, I was, like, there waiting, and I didn't know that, like, no one was coming. And then, like, I understand that, like, things come up and things happen, but, like, I think that we need to be communicating that before, like, the event's happening right now, or, like, 5 minutes before. Like, if you can't come, like, then maybe you should, like, I don't know. It'd be good if, like, you can just, like, put in the group message, like, an hour before, I won't be there. Like, we can reassess, like, the day before, should we still have it, instead of, like, the day of, should we still have it?
Yeah.
I want to apologize for today, because, like, I know I'm at fault for all that, but, like, honestly, like, I didn't even, like, this could have been my bad, but I didn't even have, like, the event times today. So, like, when did we put that out, or where? I think what my main thing is, like, I'm so overwhelmed with, like, all the million emails that we sent. Like, I know that sounds horrible, but, like, all the million documents that we have, all the million emails, like, I don't mean to not communicate, but, like, to be honest, like, I always miss, like, that one message that says, like, oh, the meeting exchange, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, tabling's changed. I'm like, wait, what? Like, I've read, like, all 11 emails, and, like, I didn't see that, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I apologize. I feel like I have been the one that's been, like, I do feel like I'm slacking, but also it's to the point where I'm, like, I feel like I'm searching for stuff so long that, like, I just feel like I miss the information that I need to be able to communicate. So I don't know, like, I like that we have, like, different folders, and I like that we're, like, emailing each other and, like, messaging each other, but I'm like, maybe there's a better way that we can do it so that it's not, like, because, like, I felt bad because I was in class yesterday, and I feel like I did miss a lot of information because that was when everyone was talking about it, and then, like, I only got, like, bits and pieces when I was in class, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know what's a better way we could do that, but again, I apologize for today and for not sending my work schedule. I honestly didn't even, I didn't know the times for the event today. I thought it was, like, after 5 for some reason, but that was totally my bad.
It's okay.
Not seeing
it's okay. I don't want this to be like a fault thing. No. Like,
yeah, but no, I'm just saying like
you're not at fault. No one's at fault, and I don't want it to seem like that. And it's, you know, I apologize to you too that that happened today. I don't want to waste anyone's time for sure. I know how precious time can be. So, you know, I think we're trying to get our stuff together. The group message probably shouldn't do that so much anymore, because I think that's the hardest to keep track. Just have to scroll through, and I know like I had to look through today to see if I said that I'd table today, because I couldn't even remember if I said I'd table or not. So we'll have to think of a way to do that. Maybe it's through the Outlook calendars and just saying if there's an event, we schedule what time we're tabling and what time the event is, and if you put confirmed for a time, then everyone knows you're there for that and can look in their calendar. So maybe that's how we want to do events. I don't know. I can think about that. Unless anyone has any ideas right now about how to do that, but I can think about that first. And probably not so much the I know you like texting Joko, but
no, I'm fine with the group too. I'm just saying like for vague information, like you know, saying like tabling and stuff like that, like maybe we should do like the calendars.
Yeah.
Because it says like an RSVP thing.
Yeah.
And then it's, I don't know if you can respond. Can you respond to it?
Yeah.
Because then you can be like, oh hey, like I can't go because I'm at this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can put decline and like edit response. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. You can do all of that. So yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like would be smart maybe just to the group message for like last minute things, but like big things like you said, like when an event's going to be or like I don't know, something like that. It's just better through email. I mean I know sometimes it's easier through text, but like I also get lost in the group message sometimes and I'm not a very good texter all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is my fault, but
no, I'm not good at the texting either. I'm way better at emails, so if we, because that way I can flag or pin it or something that I need to know and respond, but it's just it sometimes, so. Better communication. I don't know. I understand you all were upset, but I don't want anyone else here to feel, you know, I don't want anyone to feel like they did something wrong or that they're at fault or anything, because I know that we're all trying our hardest to do with what we have. So, on the tabling, I do think that was another thing I was going to bring up is tabling was like my biggest way that we were going to connect with students, because they're not going to come to our office. They probably aren't going to come to our events, but if we're out there tabling, we are actively tabling too. We're standing up and talking to them and saying hello and starting the conversation. We're not sitting down. Everyone, I hope, I know, you know, there's some people who don't like to do the tabling. That's okay. You know, I didn't like it at first either, but we can be there with you and show you how to do it, and if you still can't handle it, then that's okay. But we'll try better to kind of, like, do a training of tabling. I can be there. Maybe we can all try to be there one time to do that. So I do want to continue tabling. I do want to try to do it every week on Mondays and Tuesdays. I do want to get a system so that people are prepared when they're tabling. That is going to be worked out. Maybe someone wants to take that over. You want to take it over? Get the system during the commentary?
Yeah, I was going to say that my report, maybe that would be the wrong place to say it, but I was going to say that, like, that way Nick can focus on, like, larger scale event planning, and tabling is small. Like, I don't mind coming up with like a question to put on the whiteboard or organizing it. If They could still just like book it, or if you could teach me, I could learn how to book it. It doesn't really matter, but like, I mean, I can just be in charge of the tabling, then I can also like work it out with like the interns too.
Awesome. I think that'd be perfect. And Joko and Marissa, you both can work with Olivia to figure out, you know, like tell her on Sunday night or whatever, like this is the meetings, and she can just go through and see which ones she wants to put up there and which policy. Unless you all want to have that, yeah.
No, I'll be talking about that in the report. Okay. In my report. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll see you nostalgic.
Yeah, I don't mind too, like even going home, I mean like Saturday this week, and like just making like a document, and then I can try to come up with like a bunch of, I know it's like a timely thing, but like we literally don't have anything, like maybe we can just have like a backup list that has like ideas,
yeah,
and we can just
show
stuff on there, you know? Like I wouldn't mind like thinking of like at least a few that we can add to it, like as we go.
Yeah,
and if there is like a policy, then like obviously like me and Joko will like tell you guys, you know, like the relevance or like if you can change it.
It's cool.
Yeah, I like the backup list idea a lot. Thank you. Last thing for my report. I think. Let me check. For policy, this was in the past departments, but they proposed doing candidate research. So if you all want to start, you know, like researching where candidates stand on certain issues and compiling a list so that we can figure out who we want to contact about BDRs, because we're going to be, I should probably say something about that too, but we're going to be trying to write some BDRs and trying to get them sponsored by people. So I think the candidate research would be good, also like for during session too. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do this the whiteboard thing in the new business. So, Gen Item 5B, report of the system director. Tell me, Jerry.
Okay, so. My main things are really just about interns. I don't have like a lot, but for one, like the interns are looking for like more projects to work on. They really want to get more involved in the department, and I mean, I can like obviously invite them to like table with us and come to our events, which they're really good about doing. But like, please assign your intern projects. I know in Senate, a lot of like they're like encouraged to meet with their intern once a week for an hour. So I would really suggest doing that. If you're doing this office hours thing, like maybe you could work it out to a time when like you and your intern are both available, and then that way it's like a weekly time that you're free and they're free, and you can just do it in the office. You don't have to worry about like meeting separately for that. And I think that would probably be fine. I think that'd be really good just to like go over, and you can give them like, just even if they know what you're doing is like enough, like if you think it's not something that they could necessarily help with, like just teaching them more about what you do, and like maybe at some point they can learn how to do it. And I'm gonna like, I know some people are like, they don't really know what projects to assign their intern, but I have like a few ideas for things you can do with your intern, so I can just send those to you. A lot of them are just like drafting ideas, like for you, Nick, I just thought, we already read about this, but I thought like you could just assign them, like come up with ideas for like fun events to do next semester or something. Like, oh, I think like things like that are like ways to get them to have like fun with their tasks, but also be involved. Joko, I think it's cool that you want them to help, but you would like the legislative tracker. I think that's a good way to get them more involved in like policy things. But they're all like really, really eager. So and just like creating like your own projects for them, like things that maybe aren't like on your mind right now, but things like, that might be helpful down the road would be good for them to maybe work on right now, if that makes sense. Checking in on them once a week. I mean, they have other things going on, but I'm sure they'd be more than willing to meet with you once a week for an hour. Especially with being an ASU, because they really like going to the office and stuff. So, but they're all really, really awesome, and I know that they'll definitely be always would love to help you. I'm like, okay. And the other thing is I'm reaching out to like Senator Porter's master's office to have them either have someone come meet with the interns, or if we could maybe go to their office just to like to see what it looks like. I think that'd be like, a cool thing for them. But if anyone would like to come to that, you can let me know. I'm also trying to reach out to Senator Heller's office. I don't have a contact for them, but I was going to ask Senator Gordon's master's office, because I'm sure that they would have a contact for that office specifically. I can also just call. But if anybody else has people they think that they'd be, know that'd be good for them to meet, that could like come here. We meet Thursdays at 8 o'clock in this room. But if you know of any, like, someone that's like an activist or even like anyone in the community that's into that kind of work, I just want to know there's like only people that like they could do any sort of work in policy and politics that isn't necessarily just like running for office. So I think that'd be cool. Also, you're always welcome to come to our meetings. Last week we went over ballot initiatives and I talked to them about that and asked them if they could present in their classrooms, which we had the ballot guide ready, which we do now. That's for the most part. Oh, and then I'm setting up a meeting with Roldo over the website, but I didn't know everything that I should say, so I thought I should ask about that first, besides just going over this person that we talked about. If anyone wants.
I have. mainly, I think we wanted to be just more organized. Like, when you go on the website, it's just like this blurb, and then it says to track something, mm-hmm.
yeah.
and it's not very clear, like, do you want to learn about, you know, something, like, go here, just more direction, and then probably, like, less of a long description. Yeah.
Once we get our office hours set, too, like, under, when you mm-hmm. click on our faces, that could be listed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just, again, to, like, mm-hmm. if students were, like, want to talk to you, I don't know.
Yeah.
Then at least it's, like, made public.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good. So you're meeting with her will win? Or you're setting one?
I'm setting one.
Oh, okay.
And then the last thing, maybe this is, I don't know.
You can say it.
Okay. I was just gonna maybe say that I could just, because I know, like, sometimes I feel like we just have a lot of, like, small tasks, and, like, sometimes it can be, like, overwhelming with, like, the main tasks that we're supposed to focus on, so I was gonna, like, maybe suggest that, like, I don't want to step on anyone's toes, but, like, I could also take over, like, this, like, the BDR tracker. Like, that's not a very large task. It's only done, like, once every, like, few days. So, like, it doesn't take that long to just, like, look through them and see what's relevant. So if people would be okay with that, I could take that so that way people don't have to worry about, like, doing, because I know everyone's doing it, but that way, like, Nick and Sheridan don't have to, like, worry about doing, like, policy things, mm-hmm. and then I can just talk about it at meeting. I don't know how both of you would feel since you're both policy. I don't know. I just
when you're talking there. About the sheet I set up for the dates.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think what I'm worried about and why I set it up like that is because usually there's like 6,000 BDRs that are submitted, so I'm worried that they'll be, you know, like, I guess you could let us know if you ever just get, like, 1,000, because when it gets to the deadline, because there's, like, December 1st deadline, and then I think there's one even before that, it's, like, they're probably all going to come in at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm just worried that there's going to be, like, 4,000, and you'll have to go through that all, and I thought that maybe going through it every week would stop that, but...
Well, I think, like, maybe when it gets to that point where, like, the 4,000 come in at once, like, we'd have to split it up at that point anyway.
Yeah.
Instead of making it like whoever person's that week's turn is to do it. Maybe, I think maybe we had that in there. But
no, that's true.
So like,
okay.
But for now, if there's only like a few hundred coming in, I don't mind just like looking through them. It really is very fast.
Okay. That works. Is that okay with policy?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to do it, if it's not like, if it's not too much for you too. And then if it is, you can let us know,
because
I
would
forget about looking at that.
Yeah, I can just always just flag it if I think it's important. I mean, there's not like you can't research it that much anyway for now, but like if there's anything I think you could research on it, I can just send that to you and that could be your job. But as far as just reading them,
well, so here's the thing is when you what my hope was for this was that, and maybe I didn't make this very clear, but we all kind of have to be aware of what's happening in the session because we're all going to be focusing on that. So I'm, the reason why I showed you all like how to create the personalized legislative tracker and to subscribe and make those tags is so you all could look at what we have and make those tags for yourself so we all have a similar personalized legislative tracker to look at. We could also, because I've already done that, we could also just share my profile and we could all just log on using one profile so then we don't have to translate that from one to six of us. That's my only worry is like if you do all the BDRs then they won't be able to like have them tracked in there. But I'm sure we can, because they'll have like a good knowledge of what the BDR is and what their status will be going forward, I guess.
I was just thinking I could like present on them if they're like specific, I don't know, like just talk about the main ones if they're specifically important. I mean, the last time I did it, there wasn't anything new that came up for me. So it's not anything to present now, but like, I was just thinking I could go over it, because I think, I'm just worried that it's becoming another small task on everyone's plate, and then like, it's just like done like the night before, like really fast, because it's like, people worry about other things, and then that doesn't really get like a quality thing.
Yeah. Okay. I think that'd be good, and then maybe just, I'll share my profile with everyone, so then we can just work off that. That'll be a good way to remedy everyone staying up to date with it. Except then you won't get, well, I'll just look at it. Okay. Is that, do you have more? Sorry.
No, that's it. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. We're a policy director, right?
Yes. Okay. I always type my password in too fast. There we are. Okay, so this is my report for the evening. I have a full draft ready in terms of the web campus module. Olivia, you and I were talking about that for the past few weeks. Complete with survey questions, information about how to lobby, and a blurb explaining what the Department of Legislative Affairs is and how to get in contact with us. All we need to do is find a time for a working group to get together and iron things out. I recall that Nick mentioned that we wanted to roll this out after Election Day, so it's best that we meet soon, perhaps the next few weeks leading up to that first Tuesday in November. I can't believe it's that soon.
Yeah, less than a few weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, I wasn't sure, like, who's, like if a doodle had already been created or, like, if one can be created. Yeah.
I'm just thinking of who I want to sit still. I'm trying to think of how I want.
Yeah, honestly, like, personally, I'm okay with anyone who wants to be, like, sitting. Yeah.
I am going to reach out to them personally because if I just send it in mass, then less people are likely to join.
Gotcha.
But if I reach out to them, I want you to be in. So
that makes sense.
It'll be a process, but.
Sounds good. I met with Alexa last week to teach her how to update the legislative tracker and shared her on. I actually shared her on the drive so she could access the spreadsheet I made for entitled Updates to the Legislative Tracker. I actually wanted to see if I could go over this with Marissa after the meeting. I can show you how the document works, so, like, you can share it with Connor. As Olivia mentioned, I think this is a great way to keep the interns engaged with the process. I'll also be meeting with Alexa weekly on Thursday. I believe this was before the general intern meeting that y'all have what things on that again?
8 p.m.
8 p.m.? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we were planning to meet before 8 on Thursdays. So I was wondering like if you, like when you and Gar would be available, because I think maybe having all four of us meet at the same time like would be a beneficial thing. And if Thursday's still working, we'll try another time.
Yeah, I just have. I know, I would. See, last week I could do Tuesdays, and then my like night class started, so I have class now from like 6 to 10 again. So then I was gonna text Gunnar to meet with us, but then his he had something come up on that Tuesday, and I completely blanked it. So I'm going to message him after this and see what dates work for him. But for me, like, I can do like Tuesdays and Thursdays are kind of like rough just because I have class to the end. But we can talk about this after. But yeah.
Like Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, weekends, and we can find
out. Okay, cool. But yeah, I will message him after meeting.
Also, I think with regards to coming up with candidate research, I think that would also be a great learning experience for the interns. I'll say this. I don't say this to brag. People in here know that. I know all the candidates. Like, it would be like, ooh, just putting stuff in. Maybe it would be a learning experience for the interns to, like, research what the candidates are all about.
You know about Gokiechoya?
Say that again.
About Assemblyman Gokiechoya?
Pete Gokiechoya, he's an assemblyman for the rules. Yeah, he has a beautiful
mustache. You really
mustache.
Know everyone.
Well, I...
And everything they voted on. And
I don't
they,
know that. I thought you meant candidates for the election.
Oh, no, sorry. I did put candidate. I meant...
You meant elected officials. That's different.
I understand.
I misinterpreted that. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I was sassy for no reason.
No, I apologize for me jumping the gun there. But I think that it would still be a great idea for the interns to get involved with that, because it would give them a chance to learn about their elected officials. I did have the California Voter Guide on the policy folder, the Legislative Affairs Drive. I mentioned that in the text group. I think we ought to send it out to the students. More than a few people have asked us about that. It doesn't have to be like as fancy as our Nevada Guide, because there will be less people looking at it. But I think it's good information for people to have. I only included all the ballot questions and the candidates for governor and senator because, like, I was trying to meet that Monday deadline. But now that we have a few more days, I think that, like, I could add in candidates for other statewide offices, like constitutional officers. How did you want to go about that?
I'll have to look at it and see how long it is, unless you know how long it is. But I'm worried that people won't read it soon. But
I think I only have it in like 2 or 3 pages.
Oh, so then yeah, we should do the constitutional offices.
And I can easily like cut it back and everything.
So when you're done with that, just send it over to Raul and he'll put it on our website, Ledge Affairs page, and it will link to it.
Sounds good.
So
California.
And don't worry about it. You just send it. I don't need to look over it. You just send it.
Gotcha. California's ballot questions are a lot more, they're different than ours are, that's for sure. I pushed my meeting with Raul for updating the legislative tracker, like, as in adding the dates and stuff back. But I think maybe since I already did that, it would be better to schedule something once I'm ready to present a plan for the web campus module, only because like those two things are kind of interconnected. That's kind of knocking two birds out at once.
Yeah.
I
agree.
Yeah.
That's good.
So it's just a matter of meeting, like, after we get our working group together. And then, finally, Marissa, Katie, and I did meet last week to talk about a better system for policy chalkboarding and what's on the agenda tabling. I apologize and take accountability for the confusion that happened last week. realizing that the spreadsheet, while important, isn't the most efficient way. That we can detail relevant policy. So this Sunday, we, Marissa, and I will be sure to send out an email detailing relevant policy that will be considered by the Reno City Council and other local bodies. If there's nothing, we will let y'all know. And we will also have issue proposals for policy chalkboard. In terms of policy this week, the two major bodies meeting are the Washoe County Commission. We saw from Marissa's email a few days ago that they weren't discussing anything relevant to students. And this Friday, the NG Board of Regents is meeting. I put this in the sheet, but they're going to be discussing like how we all know tuition is increasing over the next few years, so they're discussing how to handle that extra revenue. Reno City Council meeting's next week, so I'll be sure to send that out. If there's anything else that people need to do in terms of policy research, let me know. That's what I love to do.
For board meetings, just thinking that's an important one, and I was talk about it because when you and I met with Jahahi from a social worker here, she said that a lot of students have been concerned about the 4% tuition increase. So I'm kind of thinking, I'm trying to think of ways that we could gather student opinion about the increase and maybe teach them about what's happening with the increase, something like that. And so I don't know if you could research more. Like, you said they're voting on it this Friday?
They're not voting on it. They already approved it back in June.
Yeah.
They're discussing how they want to utilize those funds.
Yeah.
Personally, I wish that they, like, when I checked the agenda 2 weeks ago, they didn't have it posted yet. I wish they had it posted back then.
Yeah.
Because maybe, like, we could do outreach to students about what they thought, how they thought the funds should be spent, but they only did it like very recently. But I think that'd be something that's critical for us to do.
Yeah. So the Board of Regents, like, I think everything that's on the agenda is more, which is like addressing higher education in general, that whole entire government body. So make sure to not only like look at the agendas, but like be researching it as well. You know, anything that's happening, past meetings that they've talked about things, any like going onto the Knowledge Center website. Have you used the Knowledge Center website?
For the KC?
Yeah, like to look up research journal articles.
Oh yeah, I've done that before.
Like that. Okay.
Yeah.
So like using that for statistics and things like that. So
actually,
like,
for a political economy class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like really doing the research for especially Board of Regents, because I think that one's gonna be. And then whatever research you find we can put it into if we want to do a project this semester about the tuition increase, if you have enough time teaching students about it and getting their opinion, then we'll have that ready. Yeah, I'll see you on the still too.
Do we have a say in where the revenue goes?
The student government can make recommendations, but the final say lies with the good duly elected officials and the Board of Regents.
Why do we raise tuition?
We always have a say.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, that's a good point.
That is the foundation of this part.
Democracy,
We are trying to have a say. Even if they won't let us at the table, we're going to be there at the table.
So can we go to like a meeting and like make a statement?
The meeting is in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's why it's difficult. Hannah is going.
Can Hannah make a statement?
Yeah, I'm sure Hannah's gonna make a statement, but I could talk to her. I'm sure she already has her.
Okay.
If you all could come up with research and testimony and, you know, evidence as to something that we want to see before the 19th, then I could get that over to her before. But I know that's too short.
I think so.
It might be too short for Hannah, though, with all of it.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't mind getting that stuff.
I mean, we can still give it to her, or we don't even have to, we can tell her, like, we're going to be submitting something as Budget Affairs, or, I don't know. I think maybe we shouldn't do that. We should just... Just do the research and plan for educating the students. That's our main, and that's what I want to talk about, but empowering and educating students, those are our two main goals. So though we answer to Hannah and we're supposed to keep her updated, our main goal is to educate students. So
absolutely.
Think of doing the research as we're going to translate it somehow to students.
No, that works. Just like with the NSHE Board of Regents meetings, a lot of what they do like only affects colleges in Southern Nevada. So it's just a matter of like, unless you wanted students up here to like know about that too. Like,
is that what's on the rest of their agenda, you mean, is something that would affect Southern Nevada?
Like for this week, on the 19th, another part of their agenda is about the consolidation of policing services in Clark County, okay. Like university policing services. So
yeah. Well, anything, obviously anything on the agenda relevant to, and I don't want to say just us because we work in, those are our cohorts, we're working with them and we want to be in solidarity with them, so we could even, you know, research that stuff too and put out, because that sounds like something important that could even be talked about here too. So just like getting those ideas, like policing services, obviously we've had problems with policing services on our campus, so just thinking about, you know, how all those things are connected. Okay. Is that it? Thank you. That was a wonderful report. It was very good. I was very excited when we got the email, too.
Is that how disorganized my best reports have been? I don't take it personally.
They have never been that long and detailed. It doesn't mean they're unorganized. It just was very long and
detailed. I appreciate it.
Okay. Report of Projects Director Wolfram.
Sorry if I seem like distant or it's just been that week.
It's okay, I understand.
Okay, so today was cool, but people didn't really come, so it sucks.
How many people?
It was mostly ASU and Sanders and us. So I'd say a dozen at the most. And then Clint Cobley was there, the guy running for Washoe County Commission. It was actually a lot cooler than I thought he was going to be. I thought he was going to suck.
Who was the kid except
Bill Johnson?
Please.
And then Elliot.
Careful,
Elliot and some guy for Adam Maxwell.
Yeah.
I mean, I said he was cool too, so.
Dean.
Yeah.
Oh, Noah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that sucked because a lot went into this whole week, and then we canceled a bunch of stuff, and we still have this, and like nobody came, like including candidates. Like we had it today because I thought we had like confirmed a date without a Michael, and like obviously he wasn't there. But it's whatever, it's done. It's made me realize that going forward, I wouldn't mind spending the rest of this semester just planning the rest for next semester.
Yeah, that's exactly.
One, because obviously early voting starts Saturday. Two, because I realize kids don't really care that much. And three, because I realize how much it takes to prepare and have everything set for these events. So yeah, I guess the next part of that would be a watch party on Election Day. I don't know if a lot of people would go, but we could still do it. Election Day is 20 days away, so we'd have to like figure it out very quickly. And I guess I'll just ask before I ask what you guys think about that, tabling doesn't seem like these times are very good. So I guess it seems like everybody's work schedule and class schedules kind of changed in the past few weeks. So maybe if you guys want to all send me like update or maybe even just put in your Outlook calendars or something. And I could look at those and plan it through that. And then, sorry if you guys thought I like ditched you today, Olivia and Sheridan. I just have like two tests and a paper tomorrow. And then I realized it was already 5:30 and I should probably leave. So I hope it wasn't like too much cleanup or ended or anything. So sorry about that. And then, yeah, if you guys think we should have something for Election Day, I wouldn't be against it. But we should probably figure it out soon so we can, like, start reaching out to people and make sure that Inkblot actually gets stuff out and that we have a place to have it and that we know what we're doing and we get food and everything. So what do you guys think?
Yeah,
I think that would be our
policy director Kayla's.
I think that would be absolutely beautiful. An election day watch party.
Yeah.
Yes.
It sounds fun.
I feel like there will be a lot of tears that night. Good tears or bad tears, we don't know. Or both. But there will be tears.
I had tears last election day. They're not good.
I was watching the white wig at like midnight on November 9th.
Okay. I have, yes.
I mean, I think. I think that'd be really cool. Were you thinking of like watching the results? Like, is that
yes.
What you're thinking? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but okay. So let's keep this in mind, just real quick.
Yeah.
Katie just sent us all this report, and like, if you guys saw it,
yeah.
Like, what, 18% voter rate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kids aren't even voting. So kids want to watch like what happens with the votes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just being practical, I guess.
And you become very.
Maybe a little too practical, because maybe we don't care about the kids who are paying attention. Maybe it's for the kids who do pay attention, and we should expect like 100 kids to come. So yeah, just keep that in mind.
No, that made me mad.
I don't know, but
Paul, Sam, still taking.
Yeah, I think my worry is like we can't even be able to like even look at who the candidates are. Like I don't think they're gonna care who wins. Because like honestly I've been like talking to people, they just look at me like I'm like shut up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. And I've tried like talking to a lot of like even people like but I do see what you're saying, the people that do care, like obviously they're gonna. But I mean I think even those people might not. So I don't know. I think with the rate that our events are going, it's obviously none of our fault. I just think it's like the student participation right now, I don't know if we want to like risk another like time thing for us, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Time for thing and distress like you out again because you've been doing a lot of, like you and Sherry have been doing a lot. And like, well, we've all been, like you guys have all been doing a lot, but like events are a lot of time for you guys and a lot of training, so.
AD Kundry.
I think maybe it'd be a good idea because, like, I agree that, like, a lot of students may not be interested in coming, so, like, we should be having events that they would want to come to, but, like, maybe if we had it somewhere, like, in, like, the dorms, if we had, like, a thing in, like the Argento Mez, I know that's, like, a big meeting place, and they have, like, a lot of couches and stuff, because I think that maybe people that, like, aren't super interested, like probably if they're gonna watch it, they'd rather watch it, like why would they come here to watch TV if they can watch it at home?
Mm-hmm.
But if they're like in the dorms, like they'd just already be there, because I think that like people that are already really involved, like they're probably already going to like a larger watch party with like a political party or something like that. But I think that like just like students in the dorms, even if they didn't really vote, might want to get involved with, like, the fun of it. I don't know if that is something we could do with RHA, but, and anyone could come too. It doesn't have to be, like, dorm students, but that'd be cool if we could do it somewhere like that. And we don't have to have, like, a big event either. If we could just work to have, like, that be out there, and then we could leave, like, some of our literature that has, like, what Legislative Affairs is there. Like, maybe like, we wouldn't even all have to, like, stay, like, there's not, like, a lot to, like, clean up. Just, like, have it playing there and maybe set up snacks at the most. Even if that, I don't know.
Yeah. I like the idea. Maybe they're already doing one day at the dorms.
Mm-hmm.
That way we could just go and say, hey, we want to give you, like, what we're doing next semester. We could try to come up with, since we have 20 days, we could try to come up with a cool flyer that says, like, what we are and what we're going to be doing this year and, like, how you can get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Policy director here.
Building off of that, I think it might be a good idea. Like, if we see someone upset with the results, we can tell them, hey, and this goes for, like, no matter who the person is upset about. Like, the person you support may have lost the election, but...
You still have a voice.
You still have a voice. Like, the legislative session is coming up. Your person is going to be seated in government. They still represent you. So it's up to you to get involved. And if they're happy, then we can tell them you need to hold their feet to the fire. I think we can incorporate that sort of favor with. How, I'm not sure, but yeah.
What do you think, Project Director Wolfram?
Well, I was also just thinking about how it is, I don't know, like, at least for me, like, it's kind of a personal thing. Like, I didn't watch 2016 election results with really, like, one or two people, just because that's what I felt comfortable with, and, like, I'm a fairly social person. So I just don't know exactly, like, I'm just trying to put myself in those shoes. And, like, even as a politically, like, inclined person, I don't know if I would have gone to anything. I don't know how you guys felt. I mean, you guys just said how you feel about all that. So I think that is a good idea to go. I think that should be the theme of all of our events next semester, is going to the students instead of trying to get them to come to us. So maybe that would be the most effective way, because then it's kids who are already planning on doing it that are there. So I could look into that, I guess. And
maybe.
I don't even know how, I guess, you know, the, like, RHA people.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, so Dean and Freddie has some connections with RHA.
Okay.
So maybe we could just ask them and see what they're doing. And if not, and maybe not, because, like, putting it on the TV and ASUN, like, I don't think we'd get a lot of people.
Yeah.
So.
We could also, when you say meeting students where they're at, maybe we could even look. We could see if there's some clubs on campus that are doing it, or, like I said, if the dorms are actually doing one. Then we don't have to plan, we just go to them with the information. I'll see you on the social media.
I was thinking maybe too, like, I don't know when their meetings are, but, like, maybe when, like, the RAs do their meetings, they can, like, ask their students when they can try to get feedback. I don't know if it's too much communication with the different RA people, but then we can at least attempt to get some sort of number by the end of the week.
Yeah.
So the Argenta Hall Leadership Council meets on Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm like 100% cool with going to that, and the president, I know him. He's really, really, he'd be super excited. But and then I could have him reach out to the other, because that's what was hard to learn. This is going into stuff. I will do that. Is the point. That is all.
Awesome. Okay. Anything else, Nick? I mean, Project Director Wolfram?
That is all.
Thank you. We'll see you on
if that's time. Too much, too, like, we can obviously, like, let us know.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people to check.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I got it.
Okay. 5E, policy email still turned out. Wait, did I skip someone? No, I didn't. Policy email still turned.
Well, I kind of think that we covered everything, to be honest, so I'm just going to speak about, like, the agendas, just because we've already kind of covered everything. So, Quasho County Board of County Commission, our commissioner was pretty short this week, so there was nothing pertaining to us. United Nations Security Council meeting coverage, nothing really for us. Minus the fact that General Assembly elected 18 member states to Human Rights Council, allowing vote by the 3 member states an Article 19 exemption over a fit introduced. So essentially the General Assembly elected 18 states to the Human Rights Council, which the United Nations body is responsible for running and defending all human rights around the globe. But none of these were like the United States was one of them, but again, like, there was people elected to the UN. Yeah, there was 18, which I thought was kind of,
assistant director coding.
Oh, I wasn't raising my hand. I just think that it's bad that we're not in the Human Rights Council, and it really grinds my gears. But I wasn't raising my hand to say that, sorry.
Policy Director Kalis.
Building off of assistant director commentary's point, I think it's quite, how shall I say, facetious.
Thanks, Joe.
The kind of
back
I was just gonna say, like, there are a lot of countries that have bad human rights records on the Human Rights Council.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
Yeah, like, that's.
Some also are not there. But yeah, I thought it was interesting that there was 18, more than, like. I named them all to my report if you guys are interested. There's 16.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was one of the bigger things that I saw. I've been trying to send out the voter guide to people, which I think people are actually looking at. So that's pretty cool. I'm even telling people even if they're not voting, I'll be educated and at least look at it because it's pretty simple to look at. And yeah.
Thank you. On the voter guide, has everyone shared it on their social media if they have one?
I have not. Sorry. It's
good. You can do it whenever. But my plan is to start. We're getting it posted on ASUN tomorrow.
Nice.
We'll be able to create a QR code.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be sending out an email to all ASUN officials with a script and what they need to do with it. And we're just gonna go from probably, what's tomorrow? Thursday, right? So we'll probably start next week on Monday, just having people go up in their classes if they feel comfortable and if they get permission to share the voter guide with the QR code. And then it'll just come up digitally. But then everyone's gonna have printed versions in case anyone needs that. So yeah. Look out for that. Post on your social media. Hopefully it will go on ASUN, but who knows? Thank you. Okay, report up. I still need to change that. Student Outreach Director, or Student Outreach Coordinator, Manfredi.
Okay, so, first of all, I did not mean to offend anyone with my comments. I was talking in very general terms, and very much just those were my feelings, and they need to come out. So I am so sorry if I offended anyone. That was so not my intention. I just was trying to be honest. Okay. Second thing is I always email all of the clubs that are the social clubs that I have on the contact list, and no one ever emails me back. So I am going to figure out a better way to contact them, or maybe they're not interested, which is also fine. That's fine. They don't have to be interested. I reached out to the Nevada Sagebrush about press release for today and just in the future, and I reached out to the editor, and she said they don't do press releases. They only do articles. So, they will send someone to report on it, but they don't pre-release it or, do a press release on it. Which I was confused about, but that's what she said, so I don't know. Apparently, someone was supposed to come today. I don't know if anybody did, but was supposed to happen.
I guess not.
That's okay.
Oh.
President Jackson reached out to me today, and then Katie and I talked about it, I think 2 weeks ago or something like that. But so exec wants to take over the student town halls to kind of do it more about issues with ASUN, not necessarily issues with policy. What?
Executive.
The executive. So Hannah, she specifically said it would be her, her intern, Carissa, and Matt Dutcher, who would be doing that. So we can focus more on the things that we're doing. But because of that, I sort of felt like that was my main thing that I was focusing on. So now that I'm not focusing on that, it's good because I can be of more assistance to all of you. But I just sort of need to know where you guys want to see me working and how I can help. And then I can help my intern Stephanie help too, because I'm kind of at a standstill right now, so I've been I'll do that, because I just want to help you guys. And then I'm really glad that you brought up the web campus thing, because I She Olivia told me that she had met with you and talked to you about getting the basics down and everything, so I'd love to be a part of the working thing, to talk about, like, how do we want to market it, and then, you know, like, I was thinking it'd be cool to have students come show us, even if it's just, like, at tabling, like, we table every Monday and Tuesday or whatever that ends up being, come show us you completed it and get something. Swag somehow, if we can afford that. And then I also can, if you give me a list of people you want me to connect with for that meeting, like, I will reach out so you don't have to. I will, like, personally send an email and ask them to come.
I just was going through each department.
Okay.
So it's like, everyone on exec, everyone on judicial, and everyone in legislative. And then there's also clubs and orgs. I think that's not, that has a separate, there's like the government and then there's clubs and orgs, mm-hmm. That's where everyone is.
Okay.
And yes. I was just choosing, I have like a couple names that I thought of that were different perspectives, but then you can choose whoever else.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, so I can do that. Or I can even reach out to, like, the heads of those departments and be like, can you send me the name of someone you think would be good to sit on this, like, working group thing? And then hopefully get back to you within the next week, like, from who I hear from and everything. But, yeah, is there anything else, like, specifically that you are, like, envisioning me doing or need help with?
Policy Director Kalis.
And it won't be this stuff because, like, you asked how, like, you can better coordinate with other members of the department. I think one of the things that, like, I've at least been doing as policy director, I research policies, I do all of that, but I kind of assume, based on my own intuition, what students care about.
Okay.
And I just think that we do tabling. We are doing the town halls, like, first with us and with the exec board. But I want to find a way where we can get more student input on what policies. On what policies we should be, like, researching and discussing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want to find a way to get more input.
Yes.
Because, like, if it's just, like, what everyone in the department thinks is important. Yeah. That doesn't necessarily reflect the entire university. You know?
Yeah. So yeah, I can start to think of things like that. I mean, I don't know. I think doing it online is really good. I think including it in the web campus thing is, like, awesome. And then I don't know. I think it's just hard because kind of like what. Project Director Wolfram was saying, it's just, if students aren't even showing up, like, it does take 5 seconds to fill out a survey, but where's the draw to that survey? Yeah. So maybe we do something where if you fill out the survey, you get something entered into a contest to win a gift card. We can figure it out. Yeah. But just, like, kind of drawing students in a little bit better and not, it's also hard because you're only really getting the interested ones in the first place, so it's, again, not really representative, but what we can't affect people who aren't going to reach out to us in the first place, but I will brainstorm that.
The survey, so I talked with the director at UNLV Affairs, and she told me everything they're doing for their survey.
Okay.
It's very robust, and we're going to follow the same outline, so... Who is doing the survey? I can't remember who. Is that, like, conjunction of you three, or how are we doing that? Yeah, policy.
Okay, so, but I have, like, a survey draft ready, but what I remember us discussing, like, a few meetings back, is that you and, like, in the policy, people would come up with different surveys, you for the student town halls, us for, like, the web campus module, and then we would find a way to coordinate that information.
Mm-hmm.
If we wanted to do it differently, perhaps more efficiently, because, like, it'd both be the same thing, like, both surveys, I think that'd be good.
Mm-hmm. I skipped you, policy, and still took...
I don't know why this came to my mind, but if you guys ever, okay, so if you've ever seen Professor Koo, he does extra credit for if you go to, like, political, like, things on campus, so I never really thought about this, but, like, I feel like if we want more public opinion, challenges. I feel like political science, like, professors are pretty cool about being like, hey, like, go to this and you can get, like,
Yeah, and that's another thing that's on my list of things. It, with just like in the voter guide in mind, is emailing the head of the political science department. And I mean, why not email all the departments? Because voting matters. So, but like, if I just kind of, if we create that relationship, you know, kind of being like, hey, so this is the deal. This is, you know, who we are, what we're doing. Here's an event that's coming up. Could you have your professors, like, advertise it?
Yeah. Are you, will you be emailing the voter guide out? Is that what you're
doing? Yeah, if that's still something you want me to do.
Because
if it's going to be on the website, then I, or if we're going to do it in classes, that's fine.
We could just say, here's the voter guide PDF, and if you want to share a link to it, or, you know, like, put the link on your web campus portal or like web campus course thing and tell students about it. That'd be,
even if they sent like an email or something.
So if you just send that to, you know, like different, I would send it to department chairs because the deans don't usually respond.
Okay.
So yeah, but I think that would be good.
I could even ask, I could, yeah, or I was going to say, reach out to Senate and have them reach out to their college department heads, because that's even better.
Yeah, I think.
I can contact Senate and ask him to do that, or if you want, I don't know, how to, is there like a Senate listserv? Probably.
There is.
I don't know if I have.
I can send it to them.
Okay.
And ask them to do that.
If they send it to, yeah, their department chairs or whatever.
Okay. Oh, I wanted to say, so the survey is just one, like, grand survey that's going to help us with our legislative agenda. I don't know if we want to try to do any other survey that serves another purpose than that. Because I heard you were saying there's one survey for student town halls.
That's what I remember us
talking about. But we're not, But that one was more like a less robust one and just something we were going to give stickers out for, but now we're not doing that. So, yeah, the survey is just going to be for to help us guide our legislative agenda, and I'm hoping to get, you know, like, research professors who do surveys in their methodology and, like, have done that and know how to ask the right questions and all that. So hopefully that's who we'll get to sit on our working group with, some professor. And some other people too, so
awesome.
More than just ASUN. And if you have any ideas of who should sit on that survey, just send them to you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, to Sharon. is that it?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Going into agenda item 6, old business. There's no old business at this time. Going into agenda item 7. Am I allowed to skip some of the new business items? Okay, we're going to go to C, which is post-election ideas. I know it's late, so we have to take a vote to discuss it. So, all those, right? I have to motion for something to discuss the item. Okay. Well, we'll just take a vote anyways to see who wants to stay to talk about our goals and who wants to leave. Okay, so I'm seeking a motion to discuss agenda item C.
I made that motion.
Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, Paul Caesar, thank
you. Real quick, just with regards to agenda, I think we only need to go on the discussion if we're going to proceed towards a vote. If we're not going to proceed towards a vote, we don't need to, like, vote on discussion.
Okay.
Just for clarification, that, yeah.
Can we still vote, though?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why we'd be prohibited from doing so. It's just not a requirement. Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor of talking about agenda item 7C, designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? Yay! Okay. The motion carries. We will talk about our goals and our plans for this semester so that we can start thinking about what we want to do. So, I'm kind of... Maybe we should wait till... But let's just end the meeting and then do it outside of the moving into agenda item 8, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Seeing none. Agenda item 9, adjournment. I adjourn the meeting at 9:21 p.m.